know, it's funny. Some people have these really concrete, achievable dreams. Like, they want to run a marathon, or learn to code, or build their own bookshelf. And I admire that, I really do. But my dream, it's always been a place. It's always been Paris. And I know I can really already hear it. Paris, how original. And you're right, it's not. It's probably the most cliche-ridden dream a person can have. It's the stuff of a million cheesy movies and sappy romance novels. The city of light, the city of love, all of that. But the thing is, I don't think I want to go to that Paris. The Paris on the postcards. The one with the perfectly coiffed woman in a beret riding a bicycle with a basket full of baguettes. Although, I mean, I wouldn't say no to the baguettes, let's be real. My Paris, the one that lives in my head, is a little grittier, a little more real. It's the feeling I get when I think about it. It's not just a checklist of things to see. It's a place I feel like I need to experience with all five senses. I think about the sound of it first. I imagine waking up in a small apartment, maybe with one of those tiny wrought iron balconies, and the first thing you hear is an accordion player on the street corner. Maybe that happens, but I'm thinking more of the sound of the city waking up, the distant hum of traffic and the metallic screech of a shop security gate being rolled up for the day, and the language just being surrounded by French. Not understanding all of it, maybe not even most of it, but just letting the melody of it wash over me. The rapid-fire conversations at the cafe next door, the polite bonjour, madame, from the baker. I feel like my own thoughts would sound different there, you know, like they'd have a different rhythm. And then the smell. Oh, God, the smell. I can almost conjure it up if I close my eyes. It's this impossible mix of things. It's a buttery scent of a real deal croissant wafting out of a boulangerie on a crisp morning. It's that specific smell of old stone and damp air you get in ancient European cities. The smell of history. It's the faint chic perfume of a woman walking past, you know, on the street, and coffee, just the deep, rich, slightly bitter smell of strong coffee everywhere, and maybe, just maybe, the smell of rain on cobblestones. That has to be the one of the best smells in the world, and I bet it's even better in Paris. I've spent an embarrassing amount of time just picturing myself walking, not taking a taxi, not even a metro, just walking. For hours, I'd start in the morning with a coffee in one hand and maybe a pain au chocolat in the other, a proper one that shatters into a million flaky layers when you bite into it. And I just wander. No map, no destination. I want to get lost in a neighborhood like Le Marais and with its narrow medieval streets that suddenly open up into a beautiful grand square. I'd look up at the architecture, the Haussmann buildings, with their creamy stone facades and gray mansard roofs. I'd noticed the little details, the intricate ironwork on the balconies, the heavy wooden doors, the faded paint on a shop sign. I would walk along the CNA. I have to. That's one cliche I will absolutely embrace. I want to see the Beauquinistes, the booksellers with their dark green stalls. I'd spend hours just browsing, running my fingers over the spines of old yellowed paperbacks. I probably wouldn't even buy anything. I just want to be there, a part of that scene that feels like it hasn't changed in 100 years. I'd watch the boats go by, the Bateaux-Mouches, crowded with tourists, and I wouldn't even feel smug about it. I just be happy they're happy. And the food, we have to talk about the food. It's not about fancy Michelin star restaurants for me. Not really. It's about the simple things. It's about going to the fromagerie, a cheese shop, and being completely overwhelmed by the choice and the smell. It's about pointing at something that looks interesting and trying it, even if I have no idea what it is. It's about buying a fresh baguette, still warm with the oven, and a wedge of cheese and a bottle of cheap red wine, and taking it to the park, like the Jardin de Luxembourg. I've seen so many pictures. I want to sit on one of those iconic green metal chairs and just have a picnic by myself. Watch the old men playing patanque. Watch the kids sailing toy boats in the pond. Just be, just exist in the perfect little moment. I'd want to find a classic bistro for dinner. One of those places with red checker tablecloths and brusque but secretly charming waiters. I'd order steak frites because you have to, right? And I have a glass of wine that costs more than I'd usually spend, and I would savor every single bite, every single sip. I wouldn't be on my phone. I'd just be there soaking it all in, listening to the clatter of the plates and the hum of conversation around me. Of course, there's the art. I mean, it's Paris. You can't escape it. But again, it's not just about fighting the crowds to get a 2-second glimpse of the Mona Lisa. I mean, I probably do that just to say I did. But I'm more excited about the Musée d'Orsay. It's an old train station. How cool is that? To see the Impressionist Monet, Degas, Renoir, it's in that setting. To see the actual brush strokes. To see the light they were so obsessed with capturing. On the Rodin Museum, I want to walk through the gardens and see the thinker just thinking out in the open. And it's not just the museums. The whole city is a museum. It's the history. I think about all the people who have walked those same streets. Hemingway, Fitzgerald, Picasso, James Baldwin, writers and artists and revolutionaries. You're walking through the layers and layers of stories. You're breathing the same air. That's kind of profound, isn't it? To feel that connection to the past. I'd want to find Shakespeare and Company, the bookstore. I'd want to just sit in one of their reading nooks and imagine all the writers who have passed through those doors. I think part of the reason I want to go so badly is because I feel a little stuck, you know, in a routine, in a life that's good. It's fine, but it's predictable. And Paris feels like the opposite of predictable. It feels like a place where you can be a different version of yourself, a more curious version, more observant version, a version who isn't afraid to sit alone in a cafe for 2 hours just watching the world go by. A version who tries to speak a new language even if they sound ridiculous. There's also the fear, of course, the little voice in the back of my head that says, what if it's a disappointment? What if it doesn't live up to this epic saga I've built in my mind? What if it's just a big, dirty, crowded city? What about Paris syndrome, the thing where tourists have a mental breakdown because the city isn't the romantic paradise they expected? It's a real thing. That's a little terrifying. What if I get there and stand in front of the Eiffel Tower, which, yes, I absolutely do, probably at night when it's all sparkly and I feel nothing? What if all this yearning and dreaming just leads to a big, expensive meh? That would be kind of heartbreaking, honestly, to have a dream for so long and then have it just pop like a balloon. But I don't think it would. I think even the imperfect parts would be part of the experience. The crowded metro, the rude waiter, the rainy day. It's all part of the texture of the place. It's what makes it real. The dream isn't about perfection. It's about feeling. It's about feeling alive and awake in a way that's hard to do in everyday life. So I'm planning it for real this time. Not just a vague someday thing. I have a jar where I put my spare cash. I'm trying to learn French on an app on my phone. I mostly just know how to say the cat is eating an orange, which probably won't be super useful, but it's a start. I look at the maps at the city online, tracing my finger along the streets I want to walk down. It's not just about a vacation, it's a pilgrimage. It's a place that's lived in my imagination for as long as I can remember. It's about finally meeting this idea that's been my companion for years. And I think, I hope, that when I finally get there, when I step off the plane and breathe in that Parisian air for the first time, it won't feel like I'm visiting a strange place. It'll feel like I'm finally coming home.